The 9-member board went through many contract variations and several failed motions before agreeing on the 18-month extension. After the long, contentious, and sometimes confusing discussion, Chairman Ruben McDaniel translated the terms.
So basically, we'll have from December 31st, 2 additional years. There'll be the 6 months on his current contract, 18-month additional extension, but we have given ourselves the flexibility within that time if we hire a new superintendent to terminate the contract within 90-day notice.
That also allows the board to fire the superintendent for any reason with 90 days notice. McDaniel said this deal also gives the APS board time to carefully plan and execute a search for the next superintendent after Davis.
We will begin the search immediately and really look for candidates over the next 12 to 18 months that really serve as a transition point. My expectation is the new board would actually make the decision about the superintendent, new superintendent, but that we will have done a lot of groundwork and tried to identify some great candidates.
The new board that McDaniel is referring to would include new members elected in November of 2013. Until then, concerned citizen Nathaniel Dyer says he hopes Errol Davis will continue to improve the district.
The contract extension signals, more work to be done, brings about consistency, and I'm happy with the decision that they'll come up with. Well, for one thing, stability in the system is key. Working with him, I have no doubt that we'll come up with the proper solutions.
Davis was not present when the final vote was taken. Chairman McDaniel said he would discuss the extension offer and did expect the superintendent to accept. Rose Scott, WABE News.